For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. On today's edition of Live Talk, we are continuing the message entitled, Christ's Second Coming to Earth. This is chapter 3 on the series called, The Last Days According to Jesus. To tell us more about the message, here's Pastor Jeff.
Much has been said and many books written and many movies produced about the second coming of Jesus to the earth. The return of Jesus has always been the expectation of his church. And the Bible actually has more to say about his second coming than it did about his first coming as a baby in Bethlehem. You might have asked yourself the question, is Jesus really going to come again? Today in our series on the six signs of Jesus' return, we're going to look at what he himself said about his return to earth. We'll see that Jesus clearly and repeatedly talked of his return. So grab your Bible and follow along as I share part two of the message, Christ's Second Coming to Earth, from our series, The Last Days According to Jesus.
God said, let there be, and the birds filled the sky. God said, let there be, and he spat out the oceans, as the poet wrote. God said, let there be, and the animals began to walk around the earth. God said, let there be, and all the vegetation appeared. If God can say, let there be, and something comes out of nothing, why would I not believe God could say, come up here, and we're going up in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye? Now, let me highlight the differences between the rapture and the second coming and show you why I arrive at this. And then we're going to talk about the second coming primarily. Here's the differences. In the rapture, Christ comes for his saints. At the second coming, he comes with his saints. The book of Jude says, behold, the Lord comes with. Everybody say with. Show it. There it is, right up there. The Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all. That's the second coming. Second, the rapture takes place in the air. The second coming takes place on the earth. Zechariah wrote, on that day, the day that Christ returns, the second coming, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem. When Jesus comes back, he's going to set down, he's going to land on the Mount of Olives. So the rapture is in the air. The second coming happens on the earth. In the rapture, believers go from earth to heaven. At the glorious appearing, they come from heaven to earth. At the rapture, Jesus comes to reward his people. At the second coming, he comes to judge the earth. At the rapture, he claims his bride. At the glorious appearing, he comes with his bride. The rapture signals the beginning of the wrath of the Lamb, while the second coming completes the wrath of the Lamb. Finally, there are no signs that must happen before the rapture, but there are many signs predicting the second coming. Now, I readily admit that there is no verse that says Christ will come before the tribulation. I know there's no verse that says that. I take my stand based on what I see the differences to be clearly laid out in the Word of God. So here's my resolve, and it's a good resolve. My resolve is to live like he could return today. I'm going to live like he could return today. I'm going to walk with him like at any minute that moment could come when I was here, but now I'm there. So if I'm wrong about this, I will have lived a God-honoring Christian life when I'm done, because I live like every day he could come back. I want you to say with me, he could come back anytime. And isn't that going to be something, to suddenly meet the Lord in the air? and be joined with people who we have known and loved before and have died in Christ, died in their faith in Christ. They come out of the grave first. They go ahead of us. And then we who are alive and remain are caught up together. The Bible says with them, there is a reunion in the air, with them in the clouds. And so shall we all together be with the Lord. And he said, comfort one another with these words. So everybody say, I'm comforted. But what we can all agree on is that Christians have always believed in the second coming of Christ. We all have that in common. May disagree about the rapture, but we can all agree Jesus is coming back in the second coming, in the second advent. Our Lord is going to come back. Jesus promised in John 14:3, I will come back. Three times in Revelation 22, the last chapter of the Bible, Jesus says himself, I am coming soon. He says it three times in the last chapter of the Bible. I'm coming soon. The last prayer recorded in the Bible in Revelation 22, the last chapter of the Bible, and the last prayer in the Bible is a prayer for the second coming of Christ. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The Bible ends with a prayer praying that Jesus Christ would return to the earth. It is from Genesis to Revelation that Jesus will come back. So I want to lay out today what it means when the Bible says Christ Jesus will return. I'm amazed at what a lot of people don't understand. I'm not saying that condescendingly. I'm just amazed at how this hasn't been taught to the point that people really understand it. Because if God wants us to understand anything, it is this, that we are to be ever looking for the return of our Lord. We're to expect it. We're to anticipate it. We're to live like it could happen today. We are to believe it. We are to walk in that truth. We're to be excited about it. We're to look forward to it. We're to totally expect the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what do I mean? And what does the Bible mean when it says Jesus Christ is going to come back? How will he come back? In what form will he come back? What will he look like when he comes back? What does it mean he'll come back? Well, the Bible tells us exactly what he'll look like and what he'll be like. When Jesus was taken up into heaven, while his amazed disciples watched, two angels appeared to the disciples and said this to them, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in just the same way. That's my translation. It says in another translation, he'll come in just the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Now notice that little phrase, this same Jesus. Can you say that with me today? The same Jesus. Twice in one verse, Luke uses the word same to tell us something really, really important about the second coming. He used it two times. Here it is. The same Jesus will return in the same way. The disciples have been talking to him. He has told them to wait for the power of the Holy Ghost to fall. He has told them it's not for you to know the times or the seasons. He told them to go preach the gospel and get with it. And when he's done talking to them, he lifted up his hands, and suddenly Jesus was raptured up into glory, a type of how you and I will go. And they're watching him go. And two angels, now I think I'd be watching too, amen? Or running. But two angels appear and they say, hey, why are you continuing to look up that way? You need to be looking this way because God wants you to reach the world with the gospel. Here's what you need to understand, disciples of his. The same Jesus that was just talking to you, who you walked with, who you knew, who you ate with, who you loved, that same Jesus is going to come back. And he's going to come back the same way he left. He went up, he's coming back down. He went up, he's coming. I think they stood there for a while wondering if he was going to come back down. But no, it says he disappeared out of their sight. And the angels made it very, very clear. They preached the second coming. They said, disciples, you need to understand that the same Jesus, this same Jesus, the same one that just went up into glory is going to come back the same way. He's coming back. Let me tell you what that means. It means personally, it means literally, it means visibly, it means bodily. He's coming back, this same Jesus. It's also worth noting that his coming will be sudden and it'll be unexpected. Because in the book of Acts, it records, as I just quoted to you, as they, the disciples, were looking on, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. Apparently, without any warning, he went up. So let's step into their sandals. It was sudden. It was shocking. It was amazing. It was mind-boggling. It was awe-inspiring. It was a spectacle. It was unbelievable. It was unforgettable. It was stunning. What would you think if I'm up here preaching and I said, all right, I'm done. And up I went. Sometimes you got to step into their shoes and think of what they experienced. This was amazing. So we can assume that his return to the earth is going to be exactly the same way. He said the same Jesus is coming back the same way. It's going to be stunning. It's going to be spectacular. It's going to be visible. It's going to be shocking. It's going to be awe-inspiring. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be heart attack material. Think about it, everybody. The same Jesus who was born in Bethlehem is coming again. The same Jesus who grew up in Nazareth, turned water into wine, walked on water, healed the sick, raised Lazarus, rode into Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday, the same Jesus who was whipped and beaten and mocked and hung on the cross, the same Jesus who rose from the dead on the first Easter Sunday morning, that same Jesus is coming again. Bodily, he's coming again. Now in our text, in Matthew 24, 29, 31, Jesus gave three signs that are going to coincide with his return. Now, the first message in this series, I talked about the signs to look for that lead up to his return. But these three signs will coincide with his return. They will happen at the very same time he comes back. First, Jesus gave us the sign of the time of his coming. He says in verse 29, immediately after, there's the timing of his return. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, this is talking about the great tribulation, the seven-year tribulation we've been talking about, when Antichrist comes into power, when the Jews cut a peace treaty with Israel. Now, let me tell you something, church. How do you know when the tribulation begins? It begins the moment Antichrist sits down with the Jewish people and cuts a peace treaty. That is the beginning. The hourglass that is 7 years long is turned upside down right then. If you wake up and you see that somebody has cut a peace treaty 7 years in duration with the Antichrist, and you wake up and see that on the news, I was wrong about the rapture. Because the tribulation has begun. I personally believe we're going to be out of here. Because the tribulation is the wrath of God. And the Bible says God has not called us to wrath, but to experience salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. But the beginning of the tribulation period will be when that man of sin, that son of perdition, is able to barter a peace treaty with the Jewish people. And when they sit down and they sign that contract for 7 years of peace, the hourglass is turned upside down. The grains of sand that will last 7 years in duration are beginning to run through the final 7 years. That'll be the seven-year tribulation. When that is done, when the tribulation is finished, when that terrible, terrible time period comes to a climax, then that is when Jesus himself said, I'm coming back to earth. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but we know the season. Now, secondly, Jesus said, when I return, heavenly signs are going to herald my coming. Listen to what he said. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Now, Jesus mentions four cosmic signs coinciding with his return. We've heard a whole lot these days about the blood red moon and all of that. Listen, folks, none of that is going to happen until Jesus Christ returns. Jesus said, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky. The heavenly bodies will be shaken. All these things will be happening coinciding with the return of Jesus Christ. Now, let me be clear. These are not metaphors. These are not intentional exaggerations on Jesus' part to make some kind of a point. These are literal events that Jesus is predicting, cosmic signs that Jesus said will happen when I return. First, the sun will somehow be darkened, and the moon will fade from sight. Second, the stars will fall from the sky. Every star, every planet, comet, meteor, asteroid, and every other heavenly body will be shaken out of its God-appointed place. See, that's why I say there's a difference between the rapture and the second coming. The rapture is secret. It is sudden. It happens in a moment. But the second coming is accompanied not only with the return of Jesus where every eye sees him, but it's also accompanied with all these cosmic signs that nobody can miss. Now you say, come on, Jeff, you really don't believe this, do you? Do you really believe these things? Well, of course I do. Let's remember what Colossians tells us about our Lord Jesus Christ. Can I blow your mind with something? The Bible tells us about our Lord Jesus Christ, who we worship today, whose presence was in this house, who lives inside of you. It says of him that all things in our universe are held together by his word. Listen to what it says, Colossians 1:17. In him, all things hold together. He is the controlling, cohesive force of the universe. Literally, Jesus is the glue of our universe. That's why global warming doesn't concern me. I'm worried about another kind of warming people are headed for. Because Jesus is in control of his world and of his universe. He's the glue of the universe. Let me put it another way. If the Lord were to say today, if he would just give the word today, gravity would cease and the universe would explode into trillions of pieces. The universe that was created through the fingers of Jesus Christ is literally held together by the word of Christ. Say with me, he's a mighty Savior. Apparently, when Jesus returns, the gravitational field is going to be altered somehow, causing the stars to veer from their courses and the planets to careen off in space. It'll be the most amazing event in world history. Nobody will miss what is happening. It will be undeniable, inexplicable, unavoidable, irrefutable. All these things will be happening, and everybody will be looking up. It'll be worldwide. Every eye will see him. Revelation says every eye. And then the last great sign is Jesus will appear. Oh my. That's the last great sign. Jesus said at that time, when all these cosmic things are happening, at that time, when the great tribulation is finished, at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. And all the nations of the earth will mourn. All the ethnicities, all the different people groups, every race, color, and creed, they will all mourn. They will see the Son of Man, Jesus said, coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. They will all see him. In every time zone, they will see him. On every continent, they will see him. He will be visible to every human eye. Every eye will look up and they will see him. That's not the rapture. The rapture is in a moment, boom, and we're gone. But the second coming, Jesus doesn't come back in a moment. He makes his way with time to the earth. The rapture in a twinkling of an eye, but the second coming, the armies of the world who have been gathered together in the Valley of Armageddon and they are involved in the greatest war history has ever seen will actually look up and see Christ coming back in the sky as he makes his way from heaven to earth. They'll stop fighting one another and they'll start pointing, saying, "What's that?" They'll see him coming back surrounded by his saints. You and me, hallelujah. The angels and the clouds of the glory of God. Jesus said, all the nations of the earth are going to see me, and they will mourn when they see Christ returning. And here's why. They know he's coming in judgment, and they know they're not ready. Church, the first time Jesus came, he came unnoticed as a baby born in the backyard of the first century Holiday Inn. The second time he comes, every eye will see him. He will be anything but unnoticed. In his first coming, Jesus was the humble babe born in a manger. When he returns, he'll come as the conquering King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He came first as the Lamb of God. He comes the second time as the Lion of Judah. In his first coming, his enemies refused to acknowledge him. But in his second coming, I got news for you, every knee shall bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is coming back. I know it's true. Are you excited about it? Do you anticipate it? Do you believe it? Amen. I want us to stand together today. And I want us to do something a little different as I close. I want us to do a congregational reading. Because if anything sums up what I just shared with you, it is 1 Thessalonians 5, the first 10 verses. So I want you to read these out loud with me, because here is God's word to you and me who believe in his return, who love Jesus, who can't wait to see him again. Here is God's word to us. So read it with me, starting with the first verse. Ready? But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, now stop, that is what they'll be saying when Antichrist and the Jewish people sign that peace agreement. That's what it's talking about. When they say, let's read, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, turn to your neighbor and say, that means you. Here's the good news. But you, brethren, read it with me, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of our salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Amen. And I got to read verse 11 to you. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as also you are doing. Folks, we're in the last days. We have seen clearly our Lord is coming back.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Pastor Jeff. We are so glad to have you here with us today. Before you touch that dial, we would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your unwavering support for Life Talk. Every time God uses the ministry of Life Talk to transform a life by the power of Jesus Christ, it's because somebody like you gave financially and helped make it possible. Life Talk's daily program is listener supported. So if you're interested in supporting this ministry, call us toll free at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. And there you can make a donation to empower Life Talk to continue transforming lives with the power of the gospel. Once again, visit us online at lifetalkradio.us or call us toll free at 877-884-3111 and give your best gift today. Coming up on Life Talk.
As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. He's given us signs. And when those signs appear and happen with greater intensity and frequency than ever before, then you can know he is near, right at the door.
That's next in a brand new message we're calling No One Knows the Day or Hour. In this series entitled The Last Days According to Jesus. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to being with you again here on Life Talk Radio. Until then, God bless.